Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape. Oh, Lonnie, welcome back. What are we chatting about today?
Oh, we're chatting about something. Grey Gardens, Front Porch Production. I am so excited. I'm not sure if I can talk about this.
I'm excited about this, too. No, I mean, I just want to say...
I'm so excited.
I'm excited that this show is being done in Pittsburgh. And I think there are a lot of reasons why Front Porch Theatricals is very successful with everything they do. And I think one of them is their ability and perhaps freedom to pick somewhat, maybe obscure musicals that did okay on Broadway, you know, but really didn't make a huge splash, and do them extremely well and bring them to Pittsburgh. And it's rare that we see them here.
Well, I'll tell you, though, this was nominated for several Tony Awards and had it won a couple
and
of Tony's
And it's newer,
Best
right?
Actress. Yeah,
right.
I think it's something like 2006.
Yeah. And, of course, a lot of people are familiar with Grey Gardens just in pop culture. The outrageous documentary from, was it the 70s? Yeah.
When did they say? Well, I can't remember.
Yeah, but back then, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm very excited to see this and hear what you have to say about it.
Well, I don't know where to start because everything in this entire production works. Everything works. Everything. From the wonderful John Michael Bohatch set that is perfectly complemented with the Andrew David Ostrowski lighting to create so many different moods and feelings and truly engage the audience just from that aspect alone. Then the orchestra was wonderful. They were perfect in accompanying the vocals. They never played too loud. They never played too softly. It was just beautiful. And to see, often there's not a live orchestra anyway when you see a show. To see one with an orchestra, that was already a big plus.
Well, I imagine with that set and that lighting, you know, knowing what I do know about the situation of Grey Gardens,
yes. You
probably have to go back and forth at least a little bit between the days of grandeur and the days of decrepit, crumbling, and aging, right, with a relatively same set, yeah?
They did, but they basically just did it with the two acts.
Oh, well, that makes a lot of sense, yeah.
Yeah, I can't even imagine trying to change it as drastically as they would have had to have done it. It has to be one way and then the other, but the outstanding part of this, other than everything...
All right, it sounds like it's a pretty decent review here. You know?
Oh, yes. The entire cast, it was a very large cast. I was really impressed with so many of them. They all did a wonderful job, but the three Edies were amazing.
The three
and
Edies? Think,
there are only two of them in real life.
Right.
Of course.
I mean, that sounds like it should be a play on its own.
But the Edies, in the first act, Dana Michelle Griffith was... Big Edie, meaning the mother.
She was. Oh, okay. That's how they
And then are. In the second act, which happened, you know, several years later, from the 40s to the 70s, then she played the 56-year-old grown-up Little Edie.
Mm. Now, is that how they cast it on Broadway, with the actress doubling that way, or was that a Front Porch Robin Parrish decision?
I don't know.
I'm curious about that. I'm going to look into that.
I don't know, but the performances of these three Edies were just amazing. Dana Michelle Griffith was unbelievable. She's always very talented, of course, and she always does an excellent job, and she's always... But this was so outstanding. And I think part of the reason is because she herself is fascinated with Grey Gardens, and this was kind of
a
dream role for her.
1975 documentary.
Yeah, you're right, it is.
You know how I know that?
Because you've got it written down on your seat.
And I forgot, I was like 70 something.
Well, right, and you just to fill folks in if they don't know that this is the Kennedy cousin, Jackie right. Onassis, Bouvier, Kennedy Onassis.
Little Edie was her first cousin.
Right. This house on Martha's Vineyard, right?
East Hampton.
Where lavish used to be very party. They just sort of kind of got stuck there and.
Well, there was a reason that they got stuck. I think they were big debutantes and society people. And at the engagement party of Little Edie, she was engaged to Joe Kennedy Jr. Big Edie went and talked to him and basically scared him off. He broke the engagement. On that same day, Big Edie's husband was supposed to attend the party. Instead, he sent her a letter that he was getting a Mexican divorce.
Yeah.
And everything just crumbled. They ran out of money. They couldn't run the place. The marriage was off. And
when this 1975 documentary takes place, that the house is in disrepair. Right. You know, it's almost absurd that in the Hamptons that could happen. And of course, you know, all the neighbors are, you know, talking about this one house that's so grown over and, you know, falling apart, and they got cats and raccoons going through.
52 cats.
Yeah, it's a situation.
Yeah, but anyway, it crazy, crazy situation. And I did a little research on it, and it grew so much mold in that house. It was so moldy. And the particular kind of mold can actually cause neurological damage. So I think we look at these two and we think, like, oh my, they were crazy. But I think it could have been a physical cause.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was saying, I think one of the reasons Dana was so excellent in this is because of her fascination with it. Mm. And the other reason, I think, is the director, Robin Parrish. To get these brilliant performances from people, you have to be quite a director too, I think. Mm-hmm. And it just, everything fell together. The other Edie that really stood out to me was old Edie in Act Two, played by Beth Johnstone Bush, who happens to be a vocal instructor at Point Park, and her voice was amazing. I could listen to her voice. I just wanted to take her home with me and say, sing for me. Because it was a wonderful, rich voice. I don't know where to stop. The young Edie in the first act was a young woman, Kaylee Mae Wallace. And she played that role with all the sweetness and innocence that I'm sure young Edie had at that time. But usually I like to say, oh, the reasons to see this show are this, and the reasons to see this show are every single thing from the moment it starts till the moment it finishes. And the acting, Dana just blew me away.
It doesn't get any better than that.
I don't really think it does. If you would ask me, what could they do to improve this, or what would you like to see tweaked? Nothing.
How about real cats on stage? A cast of 50 cats.
I didn't want to tell you something. There's a surprise with the
cats.
Oh,
okay. Well, yeah.
And I didn't want to spoil it.
I'm
going to
go see
this
Thursday. I think I'll be there, so.
And it was really the cats, which I don't want to spoil the surprise, very effectively done. Mm. And it really made you feel creeped out by all the cats.
Ah, very visceral. Okay,
yes,
I get it.
Yes, and these characters, as crazy and wacky as they seemed, as the audience members, we cared so much about each and every one of them.
You know, it's an enduring story, you know, that there is something compelling and enduring about it. You know, I mean, we look at that 1975 documentary and we laugh or we may be aghast, but there is something just so human there. And the fact that this story has endured, it's, there have been other movies. There was an HBO film. Now there's a musical. Yes. It's really a remarkable human experience.
And the songs are fun too.
Oh,
I didn't even mention the musical numbers. They're wonderful. I'm too excited. I can't
calm down. And I am happy for you. I truly am. And
it was a wonderful evening. It was a work of art.
We'll get
stage.
You the smelling salts.
Yes.
Great Gardens through August 26th. Over at the New Hazlet by Front Porch Theatricals.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.